So the average person, I was reading this, and I love surveys like this, starts cursing by 10:54 in the morning.
That's wrong.
Unless, see, I start way earlier than that.
Yeah,
I start when I get up. First word out of my mouth.
Well, it's like before the 6 o'clock hour in here. I can't even tell you how many F-bombs dropped from Rick.
I'm on the toilet. Well, that's before I get here. I'm on the toilet with my head in my hands cursing.
About life in general.
Just what have I done? You know, and it's almost over. It's like, what can I do now?
They said mainly because of stress, which, I mean, you just proved my point. It said the average American experiences 1,200 stressful events per year. That's a lot of stress.
That's only one day around here.
And our favorite way to express frustration is by cursing. The average person drops their first swear word by 10:54 each day. 25% of us don't even make it to 9 o'clock. And in our case, it's not even before 6 o'clock.
No, the sun's not up. But I think it's not just about stress. It's that cursing evokes emotion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rather than gee golly gosh. I don't trust people. I got news for you. I am more sure of this every day, that people who curse profusely are more honest than people that say things like gosh and golly. Those are the ones that will stab you in the back the minute you get a chance.
We've done 1,000 stories like that where, like, if you swear you're more intelligent or more honest or you say what's on your mind.
It just makes the story better, and it makes me feel better when it comes out. You know, like, I feel like...
Oh, yeah, we should have, like, a second channel here where we could just let loose.
Oh, people. Can we do that on the other channel?
Yeah, there's actually people that talk to me, because I say that a lot, but a lot of people will say to me, people don't talk like that. The people who say that
are full of it.
They're in another universe. How do they shield themselves from
Who's that lady we saw in the news?
Who?
What's her face? From Fox?
Oh, the super clean one?
Yeah, somebody tweeted in a thing. They're like, oh, you know, I can't believe this new policy sucks. And she goes, I don't care for that word.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so much
better and cleaner than you. You're going to hell, okay?
Can you imagine if they let us curse on the radio? We would all sound like we had Tourette's. It would be terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody listened to this show, I tell you that.
All right.
So this has got to be the bougiest baby delivery that I've ever heard of. Bougie.
Was it? Bourgeoisie?
Yes.
Bourgeoisie, I get it. Okay.
So
you get to fill me in on all this young people vernacular.
I got you, Rick. I got you covered. There's going to be, first of all, she's having it at the Lindo Wing
Hospital. I have to interrupt. Are you going to be the mother that embarrasses your child when he gets to the age where he can be embarrassed when you start using hip language?
No, I'm not going to say things like on fleek or lit or anything like that, because that's ridiculous. Okay. I'm not going to say bae. I don't say stuff like that.
Just checking.
It's early.
He's only 7. He's okay right now. But
yeah, he is.
Give it another 7 years and mom.
I'm not a real mom. I'm a cool mom.
Don't say that. You're not cool.
So I'm talking about, of course, Kate Middleton. The royal baby is going to be here hopefully within a few days.
They're whatevs.
Hoping that she... Don't. That's going to make me want to have another baby.
No.
my ovaries. They're going to have parking restrictions in place outside the Lindo Wing of St. Mary's Hospital. Crowd barriers set up on the street outside to accommodate television crews, journalists, photographers. They're all going to be present. Here's what this hospital costs, by the way, if you want this wing. When I had Elliot, it was like tiny little thing. You're lucky you got a private room and this tiny little bed. And then they move you to a room. You share a room
with
somebody.
Here's the bucket. Here's where you place the baby after you got it. And we'll take it in.
She gets a whole wing, Kate Middleton. And she's royalty. She should.
Yeah, but who's paying for all that?
I'm sure the royal family. They got money.
Yeah, but where's that money? Yeah, that's a good question. Where does all that money come from?
Every year, Queen Elizabeth goes down to the trophy case where no one's looking. She takes the glass off. She pulls out her pocket knife and pries one of the rubies out of the crown and puts it back.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
5,000 pounds for the first 24 hours if the baby is born naturally, and if the baby comes...
What's that for?
It's for how much the room is, the wing.
The room is only 5,000, which is about $4,000.
That's just the first day, for one day, that's for the first 24 hours.
Have you seen the medical bills around here?
You stay for a couple of days, though. If you have a C-section, it's 6,700 pounds. Ooh. And then it's a $1,200 pounds for the deluxe package each additional night. So say she has a C-section and she stays for 4 days, it's 10 grand or 10,000 pounds.
That's nothing.
The prince is like, yes, honey, I know you're still recovering, but like we're losing money.
No, that's not, that's...
10,000 pounds is only about 9 grand.
But she got insurance. I got royal insurance.
I just got that little thing zapped in my head. It was $131,000. I got the bill yesterday.
Because we're in America.
That's what I'm saying.
Britain.
So, but I thought they had because they had that everybody gets everything system. I got it. Okay. No, I understand that. So that's the copay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a total cost.
No, it is the total cost. Just go to Britain next time you need to have that thing zapped. You'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want. This 25-year-old rapper.
What?
What's his name? Has he got a funny name? Usually,
no, her name is Cardi B.
Oh, you know Cardi B?
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a debut album called Invasion of Privacy. And she's also getting political now. This album, what you're going to hear right now, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. This debuted at number one.
Hottest in the streets, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap.
There she is, Cardi B with.
Now she
number one.
I know, and it's amazing because we used to, you know, I used to work for the pop station down the hall, and we played it all the time, and people used to go crazy for it. You saw when we were playing it earlier, Smoke was doing his little dance.
I do like the beat.
Okay, so you hung around people that, you know, obviously, and I like some hip hop. I'm a big Bruno Mars fan, but anyway, is that good? Is that like really good? Because I like Turned Down for that.
Turned Down for
Turned
what?
Turned Down for what?
Turned Down for
Turned
that.
Down for what? That's the way I like it.
Turned Down for that.
Well, I like that song, whatever it's called.
Oh, I can't. Turned Down for what? Yes, it's a very good song.
But I don't like this.
I don't like the Cardi B either. Only because if you don't know what a hook in a song is, it's kind of like the chorus, the part that you always love.
She lacks structure.
But I mean, she also spitting at herself when she's talking.
The hottest in the streets.
I'm a silly wabbit.
It's like Daffy Duck doing that.
No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills.
Oh, God. Get off my lawn.
We don't play this here on Sunny. Shocking.
Anyway, so Cardi B said former President Franklin D. Roosevelt, or FDR, made America great again for real because he instituted the New Deal, which is, you know, Social Security. It happened during the Great Depression. Social Security was supposed to be, what's that called? Supplemental. It was never supposed to support you when you get older. But she missed that whole part, you see.
Well, she's like 12.
Yeah, she is. But now she's getting political, saying last month she posted an explicative-filled video online asking what her tax dollars are benefiting and why are they not part of Social Security because our old people need Social. Well, I got news for you. You see, the tax dollar, I want to be there when she gets the epiphany.
Yeah.
Maybe in about 20 years, that the tax dollars that she's asking where they're going are actually going to waste on 1,000 different programs that all are meant to just get people to vote for these politicians.
Yeah, you just need to send her a copy of that book that comes out every year.
What's that?
How they waste all your money in the government.
Oh, the report.
The pork book or whatever it is.
Yeah, the pork, yeah.
And the thing is, Cardi B is like a millionaire now. She makes more money than we do. She makes more money.
She's free to write a check. Yeah, so now guess who's on her coattails?
Oh. Who?
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I bet he is. Yeah, I love Cardi B. She's my favorite rapper.
He said that. He's very excited that she thinks like he does. And she says, so you know the government is taking 40% of my money, and Uncle Sam, I don't know where blanking it goes. Where the blank is my money going? See, but when she finds out, then she's going to turn on Bernie.
He just wants to be a part of her next album. That's why he's doing all the cursing.
Because Bernie's the guy who has the philosophy that it goes against what she's asking. You follow what I'm saying, sort of?
He's just trying to jump
on the
bandwagon.
I want to be on the new album. I'd like to wear some chains.
But right now, he's very, very excited. Yeah, I think he's going to be a backup singer.
Oh. Hello, folks. Me, Bernie Sanders. Hey! And Cardi B is spot on with the thoughts on Social Security. Right. Look, everybody is entitled to their fair share of Social Security funds. And furthermore, it isn't fair that those fat cats up in here be getting 90% of the wealth. What? It's time for us to band together against Wall Street. It's time for us to start making money moves. Making money moves. What? So, my fellow Americans, don't be tripping up in this piece. We're going to be all right. Hey, what? All right. Thank you. The Rick Stacy Show.